am I here for? What are you here for? I think that is a really important question. Have you ever asked yourself, what am I here for? What is my purpose? Why am I here? First time I ever had that time in my life was when I was 19. Now, I was a party animal in my, back in the day, I'm still a party animal without the drugs. I just get high on life, right? So actually in 1978, when I graduated high school, I was voted the biggest partier of my senior class. Mom was proud, but I also was an athlete, so I also got the accolades for being the strongest girl. I'm like, okay, that works. However, at age 19, I started to question, what is life about? The only time I seemed to be happy was when I was stoned, But is there something more? And I got to be alone for the first time in my apartment. Person moved out with her boyfriend, and I started to wonder, what am I here for? What is my purpose? Is there a purpose? Because I wasn't sure I really wanted to stick around if I didn't have meaning or purpose. There was something that needed to know. So I started to search. I somehow picked up some New Testament Bible and started reading it with the question, if this was true, then what? I then went away to a church, a Methodist church, and my friend said, come sit in the back of the balcony. And I'm like, no, I'm here for one reason. I want to hear what that man has to say. So I sat in the front row, wasn't into the singing or anything else, but he was doing names and titles of Jesus. And through that exploration, I came to the conclusion that if someone actually gave their life for me, that just blew my mind. You loved me. I was loved. There was a lot of things I didn't quite get, but that went right to my heart. It was love. Love, no greater love than to give your life for another. So that I got high on love and went away, and there's more I can say about that, but that's not full on the talk. So we are going to explore, who are we? Who are you? What are we here for? And I'm going to begin by looking at Unity Santa Fe as a community. And I'm starting with that because it's where you are right now. You are in this building or listening to this talk. And so we always start with where we are in the present moment, physically, and then we'll be moving into the personal part of your life. But we're going to start with Unity Santa Fe. Now, most of you know, unless you're a first-time visitor, that we have a mission statement, a vision statement, and core values, right? And we read those on Sundays, one or the other. And it's really good that we read these aloud together because it gives us some sense of who we are. But have you ever taken the time to unpack what these words are saying that you say? Do we even know what they really mean in depth? So we're going to dive into these aspects of Unity Santa Fe to get the deeper meaning. So looking at the Santa Fe mission and vision statements first, I want to ask you, do you know the difference between a mission statement and a vision statement? Some of you say yes. Some of you are like, I don't know if I know or not. So I wasn't even sure that I knew, but it was good because I do research. So a mission statement actually focuses on today. It is what the organization or you personally are doing today as your mission, what you're active in doing. It's a short summary of an organization's core purpose, focus, and aims. It's what the organization does every day, and it outlines what you do and what you're striving to do. So if you know the Santa Fe, Unity Santa Fe mission statement, let's say it together. Our mission is to raise consciousness, transform lives, heal the planet, one person at a time, beginning with me. Awesome. So many of you already know that. I was actually when I first started here, I said, let's see if we can memorize it. And it's really good to take that in, but we're going to look at it, unpack it. So the word raise consciousness. So raise, we know, means to lift up. But here's my question for you. What is consciousness? That's a big word we throw around, we use a lot, we say everything starts in consciousness. But what exactly is consciousness? It's a big word. Well, a short definition is it's the sense of knowing and awareness. And I'm going to go to Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, in The Revealing Word. This is a fun book to go to because it's very interesting to know what the metaphysical definition is of the founder. It says consciousness. Again, it's the sense of awareness of knowing. It is the sum total of all ideas accumulated in and affecting humankind's present being. He goes on and says, it is very important to understand the importance of consciousness in spiritual growth. Divine ideas, not your ordinary ideas, but divine ideas must be incorporated into our consciousness, into our awareness, before they can mean anything to us. An intellectual concept does not suffice. Now, you can know a lot, but does it do anything? To be satisfied with an intellectual understanding leaves us subject to sin. Sin means we're missing the mark. We're off course on understanding who we are. Poverty, sickness, and death. To assure the continuity, the continuation of spirit, soul, and body as whole, as being one, congruent, then we must ever seek to incorporate divine ideas into our minds. So, to incorporate divine ideas. So, how do you raise consciousness and do such? Well, number one, you're doing one of them right now. You are in a service that is bringing divine ideas to your mind. And you're hopefully incorporating them and taking them with you. Because that's the idea, not just to hear it and go one ear out the other. And yet... You know, we feed our physical bodies on a daily basis, but you're feeding your mind divine ideas on a daily basis. So that's the idea, is not just on Sundays, right? So other things, you can get the daily word and use that as part of your divine ideas that are being reminded and putting in and incorporating, because the more you read and study, the more they become part of your life. You have classes you can take. I have a prayer practitioner training, and everyone who's taking that is also putting divine ideas, and they're going to be living from those and as those. There's music. You know, I love rock and roll, and that can be very spiritual too, right? Because we think everything is spirit. But I also like Daniel Neimod, Karen Drucker, and the New Thought musicians, because they feed my soul. They remind me through music of the truth. And the more I tell myself, because we have a crazy world, do we not? We have a crazy world we live in. And how do you keep from sinking your internal shift, your life into sinking your ship? I want to stay afloat. In fact, I want to be more than afloat. I want to fly like the bird that was free that I spoke of. So taking classes, listening to music, meditating, contemplating, being out in nature also is a way to have divine ideas when we're quiet and listen. So doing this on a daily basis is super important. So my question is, what are you doing on a daily basis to raise your consciousness? Follow-up question, what can you do more of? Okay? Because there's always something more. I could spend 5 more minutes in meditation, or I could spend 5 minutes per period in meditation because I'm not doing it at all. So declare, find something that you're doing on a daily so that you can raise consciousness. We go to part two. Part two of the mission statement is what? Transform lives. Definition of transform? To change completely the character or appearance of someone or something so that it is improved. And the best example I know of is of the animal the caterpillar, right? It transforms. It goes from that creepy crawly on the ground to that free butterfly. And I often speak of the butterfly, and I have my caterpillar moments, but the less and less of my caterpillar moments, because I remember who I am as the butterfly, and I fry free. Fry free. You could fry free too. So here's the question. How do you transform your life? We're going back to number one. We raise consciousness. The way to transform a life is to raise consciousness. It always starts here. So, transform our lives. We raise our consciousness. We divine ideas in our mind on a daily. So, how many of you have experienced any transformation, a change in your character or appearance on some level? I would imagine everybody. How many of you feel that our world is in need of some major transformation? Well, I agree, totally. So now we're in part three. Heal what? Heal the planet. Now, the planet, the word heal, it's always interesting to go to what the root word of heal is. The root word of heal is halen, and it means the condition or state of being whole, the wholeness. And so to heal means to make sound or whole again, to restore back to the original state of wholeness. So we get wounded, we get injured, things happen, and we become less than that whole. We're still whole, but we need to do maybe that work of what we do to become whole. So what are we here to heal? The planet. Now, when I first hear the word planet, I think of Mother Earth, because that's what I go to. And it's true. We have some work to do on healing Mother Earth, because we have taken a lot of liberties and not been mindful or aware of our beloved mother that we live on. That's why we started a green team just this last month, and we're going to be incorporating ways to act. The way we can heal the planet is going to be each individual doing our work, voting on things as well. But we have more work to do. I always have other things I can do, and we're going to start. The two things to help heal are awareness, and the other A is act. To act accordingly to the awareness. If I'm more aware of things, then I act. Because you can't just be aware and go, well, that's real nice, I'm aware of that, but I'm not doing anything. No, it's the awareness with the action that brings forth the healing. So, we're raising consciousness, transforming lives, and healing the planet. And I think probably my favorite line is the last one, which is, one person at a time, beginning with me. Right? This is personal responsibility time. Nobody else is going to do this. Everything gets shifted. If I want to heal the world, I need to heal this one. This is, if every person just took care of their own being, we'd have a world that works for everyone. So it is up to me. What is mine to do? What is mine to be? What am I here for? I'm here to raise consciousness and to transform lives and heal the planet, beginning with me. That means I have work to do. I need to do the raising of consciousness first and then take actions that go from that. So that's our mission on a deeper level. Now I'm going to go to the vision statement, which is Unity Santa Fe is a, and you can say this with me, is a welcoming interspiritual community that celebrates the oneness and divinity of all creation. So there's one word in there that is, who knows what interspiritual means? One hand, two hands. You know what? It was a new word when I came to Unity and saw that. I'm like, interspiritual, that's very curious. But I've never taken the time to look it up until this talk. So we're going to learn together. Interspiritual. It's an interfaith concept where a diversity of spiritual practices are embraced for the common respect for the individual and shared aspects across a variety of spiritual paths. That's a lot of words. Now, how many of you have heard the word interfaith before? Now, question, what's the difference between interfaith and interspiritual? Would you like to know? Say yes. Okay, good. Because you're going to hear anyway. Interfaith is tied to the fruitful encounter, I like fruitful encounter, and collaboration between people of different faiths. So it's a collaboration and encounter of people of different faiths. Interspirituality goes beyond this. By being more inclusive and neutral in its openness to a diversity of non-religious and secular beliefs as well as religious ones. I'm impressed by Unity Santa Fe. I was not here when the mission and the vision and the core values were brought forth as Spirit revealed them to this community as this community. I'm like, wow, that's a pretty interesting, powerful word. And so I want to thank those that were part of the emergence of that vision statement, because I'm impressed. I like it. It's perfect. It's better than interfaith because it's deeper and more inclusive, and we do our best to do that. Now, I find it interesting that Unity Santa Fe's vision statement is what it is, but when I take that and look at the definition of vision, it doesn't really fit, because the definition of vision that I spoke of is something that we aspire to, that we are looking to be and become. Our statement says that we are a welcoming inner spiritual community that celebrates the oneness and divinity of all. And I'm like, that's really curious. So is it a vision statement? And then I surmised, I'm going, well, why is that? In New Thought, we believe in affirmations. An affirmation is something that we claim as it is this way now. We don't entertain things like it will be, I will be prosperous, I will have love, because that's pushing it off into the future. And we believe in affirmative prayer, affirmative what is, as if it was right here and right now. So that makes sense to me. Does that make sense to you? Okay, good. Whew. So that's what I figure, why that is the way it is. And it doesn't say, well, we will become, or we aspire to be a welcoming inner spiritual community. No, we're already that. And I'm like, yeah. So we want to declare things that we already are and then to live by that. So we also have core values. How many core values does Unity Santa Fe? Who knows? Six. And do you know what they are? So if you do, let us say them together. And I might have to go, where's my brain? Okay, so it's God first, awareness, joy, love, appreciation, and humble surrender. Awesome. I am not going to dive into all of those because you would probably like to have the rest of your day, right? So I have prepared for you in our Unity Santa Fe new members book. There is a page that says Unity Santa Fe and you. It gives the vision statement, the mission statement, and then it has a section which I love because it even goes a little deeper. It says our core values and actions. Oh, you mean there's an action that I might be able to take to support that value? And you can add to it. I made copies of this so you can have them. Those that are in a cyber sanctuary, if you request one by sending revliz@unitysantafe.org an email saying, I would like a copy, I can send you an attachment. I am that advanced in my beingness. So I can send you one. But this gives you the God first, the awareness, the joy, the love, the appreciation, and humble surrender. Again, these are things for you as you're raising your consciousness. You can use this as your tool to have that raising of your consciousness. So this is who we are in a big nutshell as Unity Santa Fe. You may have some more clarity about our mission, what we're here and that we're doing on a daily, and what We're affirming that we already are, and we have the core values. And that's great to know that. And my question for you is, who has their own personal mission statement, vision statement, and core values? Some of you may, not too many. So I'm going to give you a homework assignment because, you know, that will help you raise your consciousness to know what your personal is. Ask yourself. And mine, I can share with you. My vision statement, Spirit gave me directly. I took these classes about purpose and this and that, and I would never get it. And then I prayed, and then all of a sudden something came. So my vision statement is that I am a clear and open channel of and as God's perfect love and work in the world. I don't know what it means, but that's okay. It's the vision that Spirit said. I am the clear and open channel of and as God's perfect love and work in the world. So that is the vision. And I state it in the I am, not I'm aspiring to be. This is who I am, the vision of me as Spirit sees me to be. My mission, what am I doing on a daily? So there's a couple parts, and know that you can be creative. How Spirit wants to have your vision and mission statement doesn't have to be in the book form of how this is supposed to be. Mine, this is the activity that I do on a daily. Okay, that's the mission, is that part. I'm here to lift, shift, and gift everyone into the highest vibration of who we already are. I'm here to lift, shift, and gift everyone into the highest vibration of who you truly are. Now, how I do this is by a program Spirit gave me called the OPATI program. You know me and acronyms. So, how do I lift, shift, and gift people into the highest vibration? Well, O, I'm being open. Okay? Spirit can use me when I'm open, much better. I pay attention, PA, for Patty. So it's open as the O, and then Patty. Pay attention. I'm here to pay attention to energy, to myself, to what's going on in the world, to pay attention. Then I also trust. The T in the middle of Patty is trust. I trust the universe. I trust Spirit. I trust that I am guided and provided for, as is everyone. And then TY in Patty is that I'm saying thank you, thanking Spirit. On a continual. So my mission is to lift, shift, and gift everyone into the highest vibration by being open, paying attention, trusting, and saying thank you. So that is mine, and it's not taking, you know, I didn't just pop up with it. It has been through the life. And your mission, vision, and core values may change in time or develop or grow or evolve. I like that word, evolve. You turn that around and it's love. Right? Just anyway, and something to that effect, energy, love. My core values are love, joy, peace, and freedom. Love, joy, peace, and freedom. Those are my core values. I had them on a piece of paper. I went through something, and they became who I am. If you came up to me and just asked me, I could just tell you because I don't have to think about it. I am looking and seeking and actually just embodying my vision, vision, mission, and core values, and to live from them, as them, so that they're actually living me. I don't do these, they do me. You do anything more and long enough in the raising of consciousness, you embody the principles and the practices. So this is what we're about. This is what, who we are, who you are. So I'm going to invite you to pick up one of those papers on the way out. Also work on your vision. And by the way, you're welcome to send that to me. If you come up with things and want to share them with someone, you can send them to RevLiz@UnitySantaFe.org. She would love to read them and support you in that. So it's maybe giving you a little nudge to do such. So in closing, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes. And let's just take a deep breath in together and let it go. Another breath in Just release all that you've just heard and just being present to your breath. I want you to take a moment to reflect upon your life. Many parts of the journey. Just notice what comes to mind, places or people or experiences. No judgment, just seeing. A quick reflection, what comes to mind in the journey of your life up until today? Good. Now just, if you were to take a couple words to describe your life today, what would you say as your life today? And just be with that. And now I want you to ask yourself, who would I be and who have I come here to be? And what if today was my last day? Have I been who I came here to be? Have I done what I came here to do? What if this was my last day?